Hello, welcome to another episode of Sippin' and Trippin'. I'm your host, Martell, and I'm up in this building. Can y'all share the video? How about that? Can I get everybody to share this video? So I'm gonna make me a drink. And if you don't want a drink, you can see I have a green cup and a purple straw. My podcast people, I have a green cup and a purple straw. So tonight, I want to try these new, this is not sponsored, okay? This is not sponsored. I wanted to try these new Crown Royal apple drinks, but I know I need, like, I tried it already, and I just need, like, a little bit more juice to it, because it's cute. It's like the Crown Royal apple, 7% alcohol with cranberry juice. It's cute, but you know what's better than being cute? It's being gorgeous, honey. Yes. So, we're going to add just a little bit of my special edition of Crown Royal to this. So, we just gonna, you know, just pour a little bit in there. And nobody's judging you how much is a little bit. A little bit might be half the damn bottle. Pour your shit. Just give it a little stir. Then we'll top it off like a sandwich with a little bit more of this. Okay. We got it. We got this drink ready. So, before we get the show started, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsors, okay? We are sponsored by Kaiser Creations. Kaiser Creations has a store located at 229 West Galena Boulevard in Aurora, Illinois. They have men's fashions, women's fashions, kids' fashions, customized apparels. You can get customized shirts, customized cups. You can just get whatever you want, okay? Now, you just gotta hit up Kaiser Creations. This is also a little drink coaster I made. My little drink coaster with the new little logo on there and everything. We're going to start using a little drink coaster. We're going to be fancy. We can be classy based, okay? And then this right here is my new rolling tray. Okay, I'm trying to make it look like so lopsided, but a little rolling tray with new logo on there. Y'all see the little logo right there. It's somewhere over there, okay? It's there. Y'all see the logo, okay? It's in the corner. Well, that's the logo and everything. So we're about to have us some teams tonight. Also, with Kaiser Creations, let me tell you guys about this new thing they got at Kaiser Creations. This is my new favorite Kaiser Creations thing. So it looks like a paddle. It's multi-purpose. You can beat your kids, beat your husband, whatever you into. You can beat them. Or, and then guys, you guys got 212, okay? They come in any kind of color you want, any style, any fashion, put pictures in it. But it holds shots. See these little holes right here? You can put your shots in it, and you can make shots and have like a little shot, have a drink, you know, serve your friends up. Like, real cute for a party. Who wants a shot? Who wants a shot? You know, who's been naughty? Boom, boom, boom. Who wants a shot? Let's go. So that's where we at right now with that. But we got some talking to do today. And I bet y'all already know what the first thing we're talking about tonight is who? Little what? Little Nas X. Oh, baby, this drink is good. Okay, so if y'all buy these cans, get you a bottle of Crown Royal 2 and add the Crown Royal to it. That's all you need. This is really delicious. So, Lil Nas X is up on the docket. So, first of all, Lil Nas X dropped a new song and a new video called Call Me Monterio. And the video has been sparking lots of controversy, even though it's on schedule to debut at number one, okay? The Christians are upset, which I don't know why the Christians watching it anyway. That's what I always wonder. How are the Christians always upset about something in the church when y'all shouldn't be watching this kind of stuff? Shouldn't y'all be, like, praying somewhere? But anyway, I guess it's like in the Garden of Eden. I don't know if he was Adam or Eve, baby. Maybe he was both. Maybe he was Steve, okay? Steve, get it? Adam, Eve, Steve? Okay, whatever. So he was in the garden, and the snake came, like, trying to seduce him. But then he's on trial, at like a Grecian trial. And then I guess he's sentenced to death. But he's going to heaven. But then he changes courses. So now he's on a stripper pole going to hell. And he's up in hell. He's giving the devil lap dances and twerking for him. And then he killed the devil. Then I think he becomes the devil. It was too much for me. I don't know what exactly was all going on, but it was all going on in this video. And I only watched it for y'all, okay? And I guess he was saying that when you're gay, people always say you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. So he said, well, he'll send himself to hell on a CGI screen. So that's where he went. So, hey. I didn't care for the devilness of it all, only because I know hell is real. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care for that. I feel like he could have got whatever he wanted to say out in a different way, but who am I to judge somebody else's creativity, their own version? Like, girl, you got the world talking right now, so obviously you did what you had to do and what needed to be done. So I really can't say anything about that. What I did not like the most was the devil Satan shoes that came out. There were some 95, 96 Air Maxes, and they're like black and red, and it has the scripture, Luke 10:18, when the devil got kicked out of, when the devil, y'all do know the devil, Satan, he was an angel. He got kicked out of heaven. Y'all read your Bibles now. So we got kicked out. It's like that verse right there. There's a drop of blood in every shoe. It has like the Satan 666 on it, and like the Pentagon thing on there. It's a whole lot going on with this shoe. So they only made 666 copies of the shoe, and then the price of the shoe would be $1,018, which was the Luke 10:18. So it was very much so devil. So I guess people were coming at Nike like, Nike, why would y'all make this shoe? Nike said, hold on, we didn't make this shoe. We don't authorize this shoe. This came from a whole different entity. And so Nike is now about to sue the company that made the Lil Nas X Satan shoe, which they also, prior to making the Satan shoe, they did make like the Jesus shoe, the Holy Ghost shoe, which was like white and like light blue and heavenly. Like, we like that. But blood? Oh, baby, no. I went with that. Like, it's a Satan. Is it the vampire? Why is there blood in the shoe? Like, for what? What is the reasons? Well, he got us talking, child. We talking about him, so I guess he did something right. Y'all can see. I guess he did something right, so whatever. Britney Spears is on a docket tonight. Hey, Britney. So Britney Spears is on the docket, and she finally broke her silence and spoke on the Free Britney campaign video that came out. So she pretty much said, I was gonna give y'all like a little live little clip, give y'all her words, but I'm just gonna give y'all mine. She had pretty much said that like she's been crying for weeks. It's been a very emotional time she's going through. Okay, I got it. Okay, we got it, y'all, we got it. She said her whole life she's always been very speculated. She's been watched, she's been judged. And for her sanity, she needs to dance to Aerosmith, I guess, at night to feel human and feel alive. So she's been exposed her whole life performing in front of people. It takes a lot of strength to trust the universe with your real vulnerability. She said, because she's always been judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media. She said, even still to this day, she said, as the world keeps turning, life keeps going. Hello. As the world keeps turning, life keeps going. Brittany, you said that, girl. And she said, she's still fragile and sensitive. She said, we all are fragile and sensitive as people. She did not watch the documentary, but from what she did see of it, she was embarrassed about the light they put her in. She said she cried for 2 weeks, and she said she still cries. Said, she just wants to be happy and wants to bring happiness out. Y'all, we gotta send some prayers up to Britney, because there are some people now saying that this wasn't even coming from Britney directly. They're saying that it's her camp, her father, the one writing this stuff, making us feel whatever kind of way because she's not in charge of her own social media. So I don't really know what's going on with Brit, but we gonna keep Britney in prayer, okay, Britney? Because, I mean, that documentary, it was heavy. It was a heavy documentary, even to a point they were saying they're thinking about doing a part 2 to it, which I think that's a lot. Like, Girl. So, next we have, I feel like I'm rushing. I just need to breathe for a second. Just breathe, Martell. Just breathe. Okay, get some more of this crown. First of all, thank you everybody who's watching right now. Thank you everybody who's joining in, tuning in. Hello, hello, hello. Thank y'all. So, one of the newest franchises of The Real Housewives on Bravo is The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And they just had their first season, which had their own villain. I'm not even going to say she's Kenya Moore because I think she's a little bit crazier than Kenya. Hold on. We're not going to say nobody crazier than Kenya. She's on the same level, but on a different platform as Kenya, okay? Her name is Jen Shaw. She's married to a college basketball player. They have a luxurious house and home. Very rich. Nobody know how they rich. She has 8 assistants. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I need one assistant. I need one. But for the life of me, I don't know what I would do with 8 assistants. Like, how much life do you got going on? You need 8 assistants. Your kids are like 17 and 25. Your husband, you know, he working. He ain't never there. What you need 8 assistants for, girl? Well, I'm going to tell you why you need 8 assistants. You ready for it? Fraud. Uh-huh. Baby, she's been picked up by the police while she was filming. Trying to run from the cops, honey. They came in, pinged her phone, picked her up. They got her for fraud. Yep, Jen Shaw, they got you, girl. First of all, nobody liked her because she was so crazy and so mean and so nasty her whole season to everybody. And then she turns around and make you feel bad for her. Like, she, I know somebody just like her. She, I think I've been like her before. But anyway, she was arrested on attempted to commit money laundering. And what else was it? Money laundering. And she had 1 count of money laundering. And 1 count of trying to con victims out of money from 55 years and up. I guess it was like a wires. It was like she was about to commit wire fraud. You know, that's the rich white people kind of charges, honey. 1 charge is up to 25 years max. The other charge is 30 years max. Her and her first assistant, not I know the other 7, like, ooh, let me quit right now. But her and her first assistant are both being charged with the money fraud and fraudulent activities. Jen, they picked you up while you was filming. And it's like, I guess it's like she taking folks' money. So they say that pretty much they have to make it seem like, I guess it's her lawyer's job. It's not our job, y'all. It's her lawyer's job to be like, she didn't intentionally try to fraud these people. But it's like, you got this big old house and all this stuff. You got 8 assistants, girl. You knew what you was doing somewhere up in here. So, hey, Jen. 30 years is a lot of time in jail. She'll probably get like 2-3 years. You know how these rich folks get, child. You know, we kill a fly and they tell us that we didn't kill a darn endangered species. We get 1,000 years. They sell everybody money and do all this other shenanigans and they get 4 or 5 days. So, Jen Shaw, whatever. Drake. Hey, Drake. I think I want to have just a Drake segment where every episode we just admire Drake and his creativity, his sexiness, and everything. Hey, Drake. This drink is amazing, for the record. So, Drake is on a docket. There was a woman, a female fan, who, it was not me, okay? It was not me. It was not Dominique. I didn't have no wig on. I wasn't doing it, okay? It was not me. But there was a woman who went up over to Drake's house, to his $100 million mansion, 50,000 square foot mansion. Yeah, that place, you know, that little old place. And she tried to get past security. She hit with a knife, child. She hit one security with like a pipe or something, child. Just knocked him on. First of all, girl, you don't even know if it's good or not. And you doing all that? She had to have had some Drake already. Because, baby, I'm going to tell you something about some good D. Some good D make you do some strange things. Do you hear me? Good D have you knocking on his mama door. Where is your son at, girl? Where is he at? I love him. He's my mama now, girl. So I don't know what Drake did to that woman. Because I believe they had. Because, I mean, Drake fine and all, but if I ain't had it, why am I going to go crazy about something that could be whack? She had it, and he put it down on her. And, child, they had to call the police. The police came and got her. She was arrested. She never got next to Drake. She never got past the gate. Drake was in the house, child. He probably didn't know what was going on. He probably writing another love song about me. Hey, Drake. But, yeah. He's crazy fans. And shout out to Kendall Jenner. You know, I can't keep these Jenner sisters, Kendall and Kylie. I can't keep them together. But Kendall Jenner, she had to get a restraining order on a man who said he was going to kill her. And he was in her pool swimming butt naked. So he got past the gate. He in her pool swimming naked trying to get into her house and stuff. And told me he was going to kill her. And they had to have him arrested. Now he out. So now she had to go and get a order of protection. That's only a piece of paper, girl. You need to get you an order of protection. Get you a Tommy gun or something, girl. Shoot some shit. Girl. While you shooting some shit, let's talk about Sweetie. Y'all know the rapper Sweetie. I think she got that song Tap In. Okay, I don't know all this new stuff. I don't know nothing about it. I know Cardi. I know a little bit about Meg. I'm like a mainstream kind of girl. But I think she got the song called Tap In. So there was a video evidence footage that came out of her and her then-boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend. We talked about this last week. Keep up, y'all. Quavo. They was in a elevator. He flung her up in the elevator. She tried to swing. And it was flinging each other. We never see him put his hand on her, but you see her kind of limp out. And you know that there was an altercation outside the elevator. Like, that's the footage you want to see. And this happened in 2020. Well, to me, it's kind of funny how this footage came from her apartment complex. It happened last year. But a week after y'all break up publicly, it's coming out. Let's talk about it. How is it coming out now? How's it coming out? Baby, when you can't get the narrative you want, you pull up your receipts, boo-boo. Miss Sweetie said, okay, so y'all want to rock with him? You want to talk? Let me get my video footage on you. Girl, that's what I believe you did, girl. And I ain't saying I'm mad about it. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. But, yeah, so Sweetie and Quavo was in the elevator. They was fighting. And let's hope that they don't fight no more, child. We don't need all this fighting and stuff going on. Some people are on his side saying he didn't hit her. He just pushed her. She probably hit him first. And first of all, you shouldn't be hitting no women. Number one, keep your hands to yourself. Number two, ladies, y'all can't put your hands on these men either. Because just like they mama told them that they shouldn't hit a girl, they mama also backtracked and said somebody hit you, hit them back. So you got to be careful, okay? Because you hit somebody, they knock your ass out better. Better too, shit. Waka Flocka is on the docket tonight. So as you guys know, for years, Waka Flocka has always said that, you know, he wasn't with the gay agenda. He ain't like all that gay stuff. And, you know, all this other shenanigans that he had to say. So, which, my whole thing right here, to each their own. If you don't support gay people, don't support them. If you don't want to be around them, don't be around them. But what you also need to do is mind the business that pays you. Like, for the life of me, I would never understand why do men want to have ownership over a woman's body? What she can, what she can't do with her body. Why does society want to tell gay people how they should live, how they should not live? If everybody got up every day and lived their own life to the best of their ability, do you know how great this world would be when you ain't got to worry about what the next person doing with their life and you can only worry about yourself? If you spent half of your day working on yourself, the other half of your day fixing yourself, you committed a whole day of self-improvement and you ain't worried about nobody. Baby, y'all better get it together. What drinks you got? Yeah, let me get it together. So, where was we at? Oh, so Waka Flocka. So you know, he's married to Tammy Flocka. And she has a daughter. And her daughter came out as, I don't know if she's bisexual or queer, or lesbian. I don't know. She got a girlfriend, okay? There's too many titles in the Alphabet Mafia. I can't keep up. Are you this? When I was coming up, you was gay or you was straight. When I got to high school, you was gay, you was straight, you was bi. That was it. That was all. This new stuff, I don't understand. I just don't understand, girl. Shoot, it made me confused. But, so Tammy's daughter came out as gay, and he supported her. He's being very supportive. So people are like, well, where all this support come from now? You weren't being supportive when you were talking about other people that had nothing to do with you. You got a whole brother that's gay. You ain't support him. But now all of a sudden, allegedly a brother that's gay. Now all of a sudden you want to come and do all this shenanigan. Child, that's his daughter. So, I mean, of course, when it's in your face, it's going to make you think different. I think it's actually a good thing. It's actually a good thing because, you know, now you get able to experience the hate that you've been given. The other people are getting it. Maybe now you'll change. Maybe now you could be a beacon of light for somebody else to change and they can love their child. Maybe, okay? So, congratulations to him for growth. Let me tell you something. When people don't agree with you, or you don't agree with people, and they see the light because they've been wrong, they see the light, we cannot chastise them for seeing the light and also chastise them for being wrong, okay? You have to let that part go. Now need to embrace the good part. So we're going to embrace Waka Flocka, okay? Embrace Waka Flocka. So these comments. Okay, so Sharon Osbourne is, she's finally been let go or quit, whatever it is, from the talk. She's gone. She's off the show now. She's done after she had the on-set fight battle with Sherry Shepherd. No, not Sherry Shepherd, child. Cheryl Underwood, yes. And so she's gone. They said she'll be getting $5 to $10 million as a severance pay. $5 to $10 million for severance pay. Who cares, girl? I mean, you earned it. Get your, you know, get the rest of your contract and go about your business. Period, poo. Go about your business. But let me tell you a little tea about it. She'll get her $5 to $10 million, but she's also been able to, she don't have no gag contract. So she can come out and tell all the secrets at the talk, tell all the business at CBS and everything, and write a book and make even more money. That's business, y'all. Business. Okay, yo, y'all, we getting down to the end of this, honey. Meghan Markle's father, he wanted to get his ideas and opinions out there to the world. He said, you know, his daughter been doing all this talking. People have been talking on behalf of him. He wants to talk. So Meghan Markle, daddy did what nobody does. He got in his car. He GPSed Oprah's house. He went to her house. And he knocked on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And he went on to Oprah's house, child, trying to talk to her. And trying to talk to Oprah. So there's no word if he got to talk to Oprah or not. I don't think Oprah's going to do the interview because her allegiance is to the prince and the Meghan Markle. Of course, it's on Prince for getting a job at a tech company where he'd be making some good money and stuff. So, hey, Prince. But Meghan Markle father, he's been one to talk. So, let that man talk. I wish Meghan Markle dad, you can come over here sipping and tripping. I'm going to interview you. I'm going to give you a free customized rolling tray. I give you a custom paddle, shot paddle. And I give you a cocktail. Shoot, I might even throw in a coaster for you if I feel freaky. But whatever. Now we're going to highlight black women. Yes, for Women's Month, we're going to highlight some black women. I want to do this every week of the show. Now, my brain's been scrambled, darling. So this week I want to congratulate the mother and the two daughters who have a franchise at McDonald's. They own every McDonald's in Compton. So they earn annually $50 million for owning every McDonald's in Compton. They officially, as of I think last week or week before, own every McDonald's in Compton. That right there is black history, baby. They said, baby, this is a black city, and we're going to keep our money where? In the city. We need to do more of that. Get out and get you a franchise and keep that money to your people. That is generational wealth. Okay? Generational wealth. Hallelujah. And a download alert this week. I want to know from you guys, I want you guys to leave us comments, leave me some reviews on the podcast and everything. Who do you want to come out with some summer bangers? Like, who do you want to give you a good old summer song? See, I really want a Rihanna song, like she's been teasing us, so we might get one song. So, Rihanna, give us a nice little summer song for the summer. We would appreciate that. But this might surprise y'all. But I think it's time for Nikki to get back on the mic. Maybe she can give us a summer banger, okay? Nikki, I got really surprised y'all. I know y'all are shook over the world. Like, what? He just said, I'm not a Nikki fan. Everybody knows that. But I love seeing people do what they love to do, okay? And I would like to see Nikki come out. You know, she had that baby. She probably got that waist snatched. She probably want to talk real greasy on the track. She probably give us old Nikki and other people's in her heads and stuff. So, let's get Nikki on the track. We know Cardi going to give us something. We already know it. But who y'all want to give y'all some good music for the summer? We need to set this playlist up so we can get some music going. So y'all let me know who y'all want to give us some music for the summer. And also something I've been meaning to tell you guys, if you want to email me, you can email me at sippinandtrippinpodcast@gmail.com. That's sippinandtrippinpodcast@gmail.com. sippinandtrippinpodcast@gmail.com. Send me a nice little email. We can have some conversations. We can talk about some things. We can gossip. We can do all this. You know what I'm saying? All this. But baby, that's the show for tonight. That's all I got. Ain't got no more. I tried to make it to 30 minutes, but I couldn't do it. But I tried. Thank you guys all for watching tonight. Thank you guys for joining me. I know this is looking a little weird still, but we're getting the use of it. We're getting the hang of it. It's a change, baby. It's a change. I've always been the type of person who was afraid of change. I didn't like change. I was very much so stuck in my ways. But when I tell you this change going on in my life, I like it. I've been looking in the mirror. I don't even recognize myself. I've been doing things this year that I don't normally do. I have not done. I've never did, and when I tell you I'm enjoying it, I am really enjoying this newfound life. For so long, I had like a crutch, and I don't have that crutch anymore. So I'm out here flying by my damn self, and just I'm really enjoying it. I mean, it ain't all good, baby. I done had some sleepless nights, lots of them still, but it's just so good and refreshing to just exhale and inhale and just be you. You know, it's new. It ain't the same, but guess what? We alive. We here. We are here. And if you would have told me last year that this year, everything I'd be doing and going through, I wouldn't believe you. Baby, I ain't doing that shenanigan. I ain't doing all that. No, I ain't doing that. And then this year was just like, I'm a whole new person. And I'm looking in this mirror and I'm starting to like the person that I'm seeing. Because I didn't like that person for a long time. So now I'm starting to like this person that I'm seeing. I'm starting to embrace who I am, accept who I am, love on who I am. And I'm learning to not be... See, I'm very vocal. I'm a very vocal person at times, but I'm a very... See, I be talking. I got the mouth. And I'm learning to just stand in my truth and not stand in my way. I'm moving out of my way. I'm standing in my truth, and I'm being a bigger, better person. I'm being stronger. I'm being more capable and conquerable. I just like who I am right now. I'm enjoying me. I am enjoying me, and I ain't too proud to say it. That's some real ish right there. I mean, who would have ever thought that feeling alone wouldn't feel alone? Catch that tea. All right, y'all, we made it to 30 minutes. Thank you guys for joining me, Martell, at Sippin' and Trippin'. And I will see you guys next week on Wednesday night. Same place, same time. Thank you guys all. Make sure you subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, all those places. And thank you guys all. Love you. Bye-bye. Sippin' and Trippin' it, yeah. Sippin' and Trippin' it, yeah. Sippin' and Trippin' it, yeah.
Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Then you on my show. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah.